All righty, good morning here at 7:41 on the Mighty 690, and it is time for a chat with some folks from USD 445. We're actually bringing out the big guns this morning. We have high school principal Travis Stalford and middle school principal Luke Clare. How you guys doing?
Good.
Another great day in Talbotville, yeah?
Absolutely. Good to have you guys on here. So, hard to believe we're wrapping up the semester and everything. I mean, how much? Got, what, about 3 weeks left?
Yeah. A little less than 3 weeks. Yeah. We got a lot of things going on that we're trying to wrap things up with. You know, of course, one of the big things on our minds is high school graduation. And, you know, Luke's got the eighth grade promotion. So getting all that stuff ready and, you know, trying to make sure we're going to get all of our kids across the stage, you know, with the correct credits that they need.
So yeah. And what do folks need to know about, you know, graduation? Obviously, this is something that parents and grandparents, I'm sure, want to attend.
Yeah. You know, we always kind of have a little bit of a conflict with the college, you know, and we try to keep that separated, but we are going to be both on the 13th. Ours is going to be at 2 o'clock. I believe theirs is at 9 a.m. So if you got people graduating there, I'd give them plenty of time to transition over. And, you know, we're having ours at 2 o'clock on the 13th, and hopefully things go well and weather's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And no, that's gonna be good. And then now we have also the eighth grade promotion. You said.
Yeah, that'll be on Thursday evening, May 18th at 7 p.m. in our auditorium there at RMS. It's a little bit more low key for us, but it's a big night for our parents and families and the kids, you know, getting that next step and getting ready to go over to Field Kinley and start looking towards life after high school, I guess.
Well, absolutely. You know, this is one of those things where, that definitely is still a big transition from, you know, the middle school to high school. And we want to commend all the work that's happened so far, you know, for the students. So, and there's also going to be an open house, right, coming up here this week.
That's right. Yeah, we got an open house. We're going to show off all the construction that we've had done this past year. And we're going to invite people in to kind of take a look to see what all we've got that's new.
And is this mainly for the high school, or does this include both the middle and high school?
Both buildings, and that'll be tomorrow, Wednesday the 3rd, from 5 to 7. There'll be people, of course, from our buildings there and central office staff, the community come in, really kind of see the new office areas, the new classrooms that kind of went in where the old offices were at, the new entrances, then probably the things that the community have seen the most are the renovations they've done to the gym over at Field Kinley, and of course the new gym that they constructed over at RMS. So this is just a chance for the community to get out if they haven't seen these things yet, to, you know, kind of just see what's going on there and the improvements that we've made in our facilities.
Absolutely. And no, it's a good chance for people to stop by and see see all the changes that have been made. So that is a great deal. And I know there's a lot of work gone into that. So want to be that be a showcase for the community. Also, some concerts coming up, right?
Yeah, we have our RMS band concert on May the 11th at 7 p.m. in the auditorium. Then on May 16th, we'll have our vocal concert there at the auditorium. So nice way to kind of wrap up the year. And we have an amazing fine arts program, performing arts program, both at the middle school and the high school. Mr. Makowitz and Mr. Guard do a great job with their program. So it's a good opportunity for the community to come out and see what our kids, how talented they are.
Yeah, this time of year, you know, we've got a lot of things going on. So if you want to keep up, you can go to SeavilleSchools.com and check out the calendar there. There's just unlimited things going on right now. You know, we just had league tennis, and that regional's coming up. Of course, we got swimmers trying to get qualifying times for state. Golf's getting ready to wrap up. Track's getting ready to head to league. And then regionals and states coming up. Baseball's starting to wrap up. So And like Luke said, our performing arts people are having their end of the year concert. So there's just, I mean, every night we've got multiple things going on. So the best way to keep up is just go check out the calendar, seavilleschools.com,
and I know
up to date.
We wrapped up with the rodeo over the weekend, and I know a lot of the high schoolers there got to compete in that, and had plenty of folks in Walter Johnson Park. So good to have that event.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, there are lots of things going on. You know, we got prom wrapped up. That was another big one for us. And then graduation and all these sports coming in. So it's just one thing after another. So it's tough to keep up. But
absolutely. You know, it is a very busy time. We're talking here with both the high school and middle school principals here on the Mighty 690. And guys, as we kind of get closer to finishing out the year, is there anything that, as we kind of reflect on this past year and the past semester, anything that you want to share that kind of stuck out to you from that perspective?
Well, next week we're going to be celebrating Teacher Appreciation Week, and I know I speak for both of us. We're very lucky to have the great teachers we have in our building. They do a great job for our students. We're going to be celebrating them next week, throughout the week, and I think the community, we are very blessed to have these people working with our kids every day. So, you know, for me personally, that's the best part of me coming to work every day is the opportunity to work with such great teachers and staff.
Yeah, that's right. They've been doing a great job, you know, as we've kind of moved past the COVID thing. That was very trying. And, you know, for everything that's bad with that, there was a lot of good that came out of it. A lot of teachers learned different techniques and, you know, became more comfortable with those. So it just made everybody better. And I think as we progress on, you know, the education just gets better and better every year that we move past that. So it's been a great year, and we're excited to finish this one up and get ready for another one.
Absolutely. Well, for the folks who just tuned in, you want to hit that open house date and time one more time so that we have that?
Tomorrow, May 3rd, from 5 to 7, both at RMS and Field Kinley.
Excellent. Well, that's going to be good. And, of course, graduation, all that good stuff coming up. Anything else you'd like to share for the listeners this morning?
Just happy to be part of Coffeyville Schools.
Absolutely. Well, we're happy to have you guys. We appreciate seeing you around the community, you know, bringing in the students every week to have their announcements. It definitely goes a long way. And we appreciate all the work that everyone over there is doing because it does really show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All righty. Well, hey, guys, real pleasure. Travis, Luke. And I know we'll see you around.
All right, you bet.
All righty. Yeah. Have a good rest of the semester, and we'll talk at you later. And, hey, we're going to continue on here. We're going to be chatting with Dean Strimple in just a moment on the Mighty 690.